Middleton Community Orchestra. Yeah. Emily has that as the first reader.
The Middleton Community Orchestra is a volunteer nonprofit group comprised of musicians from the Greater Madison area dedicated to rehearsing and performing classical orchestral music. And they are active with performances in the area. They have a paid conductor and concert master. They get several concerts yearly, and they feature paid professional soloists. They also allow students to attend their concerts free of charge. They have also collaborated with other arts organizations. They were founded in 2010 by a couple who continue to be the primary organizers of the ensemble, and who also work on a volunteer basis. They are located in Middleton because of access to of rehearsal space, and I assume also percussion equipment and other equipment that orchestras need in order to rehearse. They describe their committed core of volunteer staff and musicians, and they have several partnerships with local and regional organizations. They have in-kind donations of music, I think from university and other groups. They have strong community support. They describe their challenges as raising money, as we all do, and disruption in their performing spaces. So when I think there was some renovation going on, they had to find a new place. Their quality, their artistic output is, I would describe it as a new professional level, for free or low cost. And they provide performance opportunities, for young coming soloists to get a chance to build their art. And a few comments about the fact of the matter is that they're getting so much sort of pro bono work from their two administrators that it's hard to tell what something like that would really cost if you were having to pay for it. And I think, you know, some effort could be placed into helping them transition into whatever that future might be. If they're going to have a viable extended life as an organization. They need to their measurement and evaluation of costs should consider that pro bono in kind work as well. They do track paid and overall attendance. They pay attention to their critical reviews, which they do get, both positive and negative, and comments from members and soloists. So I guess I would just say that their budget is low considering what they are and what they do, but there's so much that is donated and voluntary. In many ways it's very commendable. In other ways, it's can be deceptive.
Got it. Thank you. All right. Next we have Christina.
Maybe one of the other panelists can clarify this for me. I see that they give opportunities for amateur musicians, or and that is enveloped within a high-quality opportunity with professional artists. Is that what I'm reading in here?
The musicians that play in the orchestra are non-compensated. They do pay their concertmaster and their conductor, and they also pay soloists that perform with the orchestra.
Okay, I did read somewhere that they offer opportunities for amateur musicians to perform, but I'm unclear what that looks like.
I believe that that's through their audition process. You do not have to be a professional to audition for them. And they also, am I reading correctly, they are about to start a, perhaps I'm confusing it with another organization. Forgive me. Never mind.
Okay. So is it part of their mission to provide opportunity for amateur musicians?
That's core to their mission.
Okay, and that's what I thought I read. I'm just not sure how they do that, and I understand that there would be auditions, but for me it would be helpful to know if they provide a certain percentage of seats within the concerts to amateur musicians, or if they have some kind of way of ensuring that amateur musicians do participate and have that opportunity.
I think the entire orchestra is made up of amateur musicians. They do have to have a certain level of skill in order to be placed in the orchestra, which is what the audition provides.
Okay.
Would more conversation about that be helpful, Christina, or others?
No, I think I have that clarified. The other piece I feel would have been helpful is the impact on the community. So the impact on amateur musicians or the impact on participants at the concert. Do they make it known that, you know, they're helping musicians have an opportunity to perform, and maybe some history of what's happened with some of those amateur musicians as part of their programming? I mean, have they gone on to have professional experiences? That information.
They describe their membership as being a wide cross section of the Madison community. That there are a lot of people who live in Madison who maybe are involved with other businesses or education, who are not musicians but have very high training, which is true. A lot of professors and that sort of thing maybe have a conservatory level of experience in playing an instrument and just enjoy it. And so they have a big pool to choose from. I will say that, I mean, according to their report here, they have 95 artists, musicians directly involved. They have 550, I gather, audience members, which seems a little low for so I don't know how they're feeling that.
I have a guess at that. It appears to me that they are counting the number of accounts that they have for tickets as opposed to the total attendance, because they talk about trying to fill a 400 seat auditorium five times,
right,
which would be 2,000 people. So I think they are counting individuals who, some of whom multiple times, as opposed to the total number of people, the total number of seats filled in a season.
Okay, because we do sort of say that in the instructions, but I think that's probably more accurate that, yeah, they probably engaged more individuals.
Mm-hmm.
Anything else along the organizational piece of this group, or the planning, or community involvement, or anything else? Or are you ready to?
I will make a couple of comments.
Yeah.
I want to commend them for their planning for the migratory season, which is while their home auditorium is being restored, they're going to have to pay for space. Rather than get it for free, and they appear to have accumulated a $43,000 fund balance, approximately, in order to do that. They are talking, as was mentioned before, about a transition plan, about thinking about a transition plan to paid administration. That's a good idea if they want to sustain the organization beyond the lifespan of the two founders. Is it at the same time an opportunity for them to look at broader community impact than just putting on five performances? Because they appear to be clearly an excellent member-centered organization. Their surveys are of how the musicians like the repertoire, how they like the conductor, and how they like the management. Is it time for them to start surveying audiences? Is it time for them to start consulting with the venue and seeking other ways in which they might have a public impact?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I agree. They also need to increase the size of their board and diversify the board. They only have 3 members that I can see.
Other thoughts for the good of the cause here?
Once again, I want to emphasize it's a really quality organization.
Oh, absolutely, yeah. They're pretty, I think this may be one of their, I don't know for sure, but it seems like they're fairly new to the grant application process as well. So,
yeah.
They recognize their situation.
Got it. Thank you. All right, if you are ready to score, please do so.